Alul Daniel, the South Sudan Football Association, or SSFA spokesperson, says it was not the fault of the Football Association that the South Sudan under-17 team was banned, but rather false estimation of the player's real age in the assessment of age certificates issued by the Ministry of Health in Juba. The South Sudan under-17 national team was suspended 10 days ago from the Council of East and Central African Football Associations, or CECAFA, competitions in Rwanda. South Sudan had 4 players whose ages were above 17 and failed the magnetic resonance imaging, or MRI, scan performed by CECAFA to determine the ages of players. The scan uses strong magnetic fields and radio waves to produce detailed images of the inside of the body. Tanfa Fredo, a sports analyst in Juba, says the South Sudan Football Association, or SSFA, should have taken the MRI age determination test seriously, especially after several players from the region were also suspended in 2018.
If SSFA were wise enough to invite the CAF experts to take part in the pre-MRI test before the boys would have traveled to Rwanda, they should have avoided that. They should conduct a pre-MRI test before the team is meant to travel for such competition. Secondly, they should now reinstitute a follow-up history of these players from the academies that they come from.
South Korean football coach Lim Hang-si, who has been helping the South Sudan football technical coaching staff, says he constantly reminded SSFA staff members of the potential problems it would face if one player failed the MRI test. Hang-si says he will do his best to select players who are under age 17 and remove overaged players. Speaking through a translator, Hang-si says there are 2 ways of determining age: the MRI and evaluating players' teeth.
The MRI system is, as you know, is very expensive, $2 million and $2.5 million. And this is a little bit too much money for South Sudan to prepare this machine. Even though we have one in South Sudan, but it's too old model. We cannot use this to check the exact age of the players. Another one is the evaluation of the dental. The doctors, they can check the teeth by simple instrument and then find out the exact ages.
Hang-si says since these services are not simple to acquire, South Sudan could rely on neighboring countries like Kenya's and Sudan's FIFA doctors to train sports medical personnel for South Sudan.
This dental evaluation system is very economical and is possible, actually. For in this reason, also he asked Minister of Culture, Youth and Sports and also Minister of Finance to assist the South Sudan Football Association and all the football community with the budget to do implementing training of the doctors, also the devices, teeth checking machines also. It's not so greatly expensive, but it's affordable.
The SSFA spokesperson insists it was not the fault of SSFA that South Sudan under-17 team was banned from participating in the regional competition.
It's our country. We should not admit it, not us as the South Sudan Football Association. And let us also take the players to issue for them an age assessment certificate. They came from their club with their own age assessment certificate, and then we find that age assessment certificate not showing the real age of those players. This is exactly what happened, and the solution of this thing is to not accept any age assessment certificate again.
Daniel says the decision will affect many good players. He is appealing to the government to purchase an MRI machine to enable the SSFA to determine players' ages. An MRI test is a type of scan that uses strong magnetic fields and radio waves to produce detailed images of the inside of the body. The FIFA rule was designed to prevent older, stronger players from entering youth tournaments in places where birth certificates or other ways of verifying age may be unreliable. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga. in Juba.